With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. At least 11 people in 8 Montana counties have tested positive for salmonella poisoning. As Steve Jess reports, the foodborne contamination could be much more widespread.
The 11 cases are spread throughout the state, but investigators have determined they all spring from a single source.
We've seen a lot of individuals with salmonella who have the same pattern, they have the same genetic makeup. So that prompted us to do some further investigation.
Dana Feegis is an epidemiologist with the state's Department of Public Health. The outbreak has been traced to store-bought cucumbers, but she says officials still don't know which stores or distributors are involved.
The cucumbers we're concerned about are in grocery stores at this time, and we're expecting a list from our federal partners in the very near future, hopefully by this afternoon, to find out where those cucumbers were distributed to so we can remove the product from the shelves.
State officials say similar contamination is being investigated in 26 other states. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not confirmed that report, though. For now, health officials say it's best to thoroughly wash cucumbers and all fresh vegetables before serving, and if in doubt, throw it out. I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
Cooler temperatures and rain may upset some Labor Day weekend plans, but it will be welcome for relief crews battling wildfires in western Montana. The National Weather Service says up to 2 inches of rain and temperatures in the 50s are forecast in western and north central Montana, while up to 2 inches of snow could fall in higher elevations. Residents around Flathead Lake are asking a judge to temporarily block federal officials from transferring the hydroelectric Kerr Dam to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. The transfer is set to take place tomorrow. The lawsuit speculates that the Turkish government would seek raw nuclear materials to blow up the dam if the transfer happens. The lawsuit filed by State Senator Bob Keenan, former State Senator Verdell Jackson, and Pointer Scenic Cruises claims the tribes are too gullible or naive to realize that the Turks interested in doing business with them may have terrorist ties. G. Lincoln McCurdy of the Turkish Coalition of America calls the lawsuit's claims ridiculous. He says the organization is interested in promoting agricultural trade with Native Americans. The motion seeks hearings to determine if the tribe and its public utility, Energy Keepers Incorporated, have the financial and technical ability to safely operate the dam, and if the transfer will be in public interest. Tribal attorneys say they were surprised by the motion. They argue that they have fulfilled all the requirements needed to take control. A judge did not immediately decide on the request. A lawsuit that challenges the way the state decides to transfer mentally ill inmates from the Montana State Hospital to prison can move forward. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon ruled today that Disability Rights Montana had raised sufficient issues for the case against the state to go to trial. The advocacy group sued in March, arguing that the defendants who are found guilty but mentally ill and sentenced to the custody of the state health department are transferred from the state hospital to prison without due process and into a facility where their mental health suffers. State officials say Montana law expressly permits such transfers and notes that the group isn't challenging the law itself. Montana Senate Majority Leader Matthew Rosendale and House Majority Leader Keith Regeer say in court documents that a lawsuit seeking to close Montana's primary elections intends to keep moderates out of legislature. Montana will receive $375,000 from a testing company that botched the state's student evaluations this spring. Emily Saunders of the Office of Public Instruction said the money is only about half of the annual fees for the testing company Smarter Balanced. Saunders says the state is continuing to withhold hundreds of thousands of dollars until they provide overdue test results. Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Janot made the tests optional after widespread technical errors in April. Student participation in the exams dropped from 95% in 2014 to 82% this year. Park rangers are conducting traffic safety checkpoints in Yellowstone National Park throughout the upcoming Labor Day weekend. The goals of the checkpoints are to identify and correct traffic and safety violations and to identify any impaired drivers. The checkpoints include vehicle safety inspections as well as assessments of driver awareness and impairment. Officers will also be checking for required use of seatbelts and child safety seats. Park rangers say they've seen a noticeable increase in impaired drivers over the past few years. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.